Okay, so we'll be working in the stadium tonight. Really, it's just going to be a normal practice for us, not really a special situational thing, just something for the ticket holders. So just keep grinding through training camp. That's where we're at here. We're in the dog days of camp.
It's really the dog days right now. Weekend.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that's something you know, all of us need to go through. Players, coaches, just grind through it and mentally just be ready to get up and go every day, start all over again. Try to get a good night's rest and have a good day each day. That's, you know, part of team building and working through it when you're tired, you don't feel good, and, you know, just it's a long season. So this is one of the many challenges we'll face.
When you have players at the edge position, whether it's coming up as a guy's been down in a three-point stance or been a stand-up guy, why is it so difficult in the system that you use with the number of different things you have to get a guy and transform him? I'm not really making this question very clear. What are the challenges that exist for a guy early on coming out of college, whether it be Jermaine or Chandler Jones or other guys you've drafted on the edge, Sean Crable, to make that transition?
Well, it's a big transition for those players if they're in coverage. They go from being essentially a 4-3 end to a 3-4 outside linebacker and going to coverage. And that's a huge transition because that's something that they're not used to doing. If they're going from a defensive end to a defensive end, then it's just going into the National Football League. I mean, playing against better players, a little bit of different scheme, but you're just playing against a lot better players than you played against in college at the same position.
This might be, I don't want you to go on too long if it's a correct question. Has the way the game is played now, the short pass game, you see passing complete percentage is up around 70%. Ball comes out a lot quicker. Has the defensive end and that edge position changed as a result, or is it still in the midst of a transformation because you have to get a different kind of play out of that spot as opposed to what it might have been during 5 and 7 step drops?
I think the game's kind of ever-changing, so not the same now as it was 5 years ago. It wasn't the same 5 years ago as it was 5 years before that. And you can just keep right on going back. So I don't know about that. I mean, there's a lot of – I mean, you watch any college game, and I don't know, there's got to be 12 to 15 tear screens in every game. So, I mean, you can't throw it much quicker than that. And, you know, a lot of option football, so – obviously, that's a lot different for the end guys in college playing the option and, you know, quarterback, pitch, dive, you know, however they're playing it or some combination of those things. And obviously, the college teams have to work on that a lot because they see it from certain offenses, you know, X number of times a year, depending on what conference they're playing in. So that's part of it's different because we, you know, for the most part, we don't have to worry about that.
Carl Banks.
It was good to see Carl. Yeah, you know, he was here yesterday and today. So, yeah, we go back a long ways together. Giants, Cleveland. Kept in touch with them through the years. It's good to see Carl.
What are some things that you hope an athlete like that who's coming back, whether it was Troy Brown or Carl, that he could teach the guys who are on the team now?
Well, you know, Carl has a long relationship with myself and Pepper, and so, you know, there's some guys he's talked to or whatever, but, I mean, it's a two-day visit, so.
Bill, during minicamp, you talked a little bit about Bobby Carpenter and all the different things he's done during his career. We've seen a lot of that different stuff so far in camp. How was sort of picking things up? It seems like you use
them
in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I think Bobby, you know, picks up things well. He's a smart guy with, as we've talked about, a lot of experience doing those things. So I'm sure most of the things that we've asked him to do, he's done before. Maybe it was called differently or, you know, the terminology was different, but in terms of the techniques and and being able to apply what he's learned or what he's done somewhere else to what we're asking him to do, I'm sure that they're fairly closely related, and he adjusts easily. I don't think that's going to be a problem with him.
Can you comment on Julian Edelman's camp and how, I guess, gauge how well he's done?
Well, I mean, again, we're still pretty early into camp, but, you know, Julian's in good condition. I thought he had a productive spring, and, you know, he's got good versatility for us, both in the return game offensively and, you know, on some of the other special teams units as well. So, you know, he does a number of different things. He's tough, competitive, dependable guy that that has some versatility. So we'll, you know, see how all that plays out this year. But those are certainly some of his strengths.
Being in the stadium tonight, do you ever marvel at the fact that, you know, this is a franchise that had a hard time drawing 20,000 for a regular season game?
No, we get it for practice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And, of course, it's, you know, like that in a number of places in the league, too. I mean, the sport's, you know, exploded. Pro football's exploded. So, but, yeah, I mean, the transformation here from 1960 when the club was established, old Schaefer Stadium, yeah, it's probably feeling more on game day, to tell you the truth.
I mean, even during training camp practice, there were a number of people out there just cheering a drill, the guys going against air.
Right.
I get a kick out of when they cheer the guy taking a penalty lap.
Yeah. That's not what they're doing it for. Okay, great, thank you.